Hello, I am Joshua P. Warren, and this is Joshua P. Warren Daily. Well, some of the recent publicity that I've been getting is now starting to trickle out there between now and Halloween, October 31st. As a matter of fact, yesterday, ABC 13, WLOS, aired a segment about some research that I've been hinting at. And before I tell you about that segment, you know, I was born and raised in Asheville, North Carolina, and there has always been a number of stories and legends, or have always been a bunch of legends and stories, about tunnels underneath the city of Asheville. And it is true. There are a variety of fragmented tunnels that are strewn throughout the city. A lot of those apparently had to do with bootlegging that took place back in the 20s and 30s. But also there is a 1922 city plan in print that talks about the idea of building a subway under the city of Asheville because the streetcars were considered a nuisance back then. So now you can't really find a lot of cohesive networks of tunnels that I'm aware of. There's no doubt there have been tunnels even used very publicly in the past. For example, near the Vance Monument, they used to have underground bathrooms and a whole system of maintenance for that. But nowadays, the tunnels are just bits and pieces that you might find, distributed behind various businesses. I mean, once the Great Depression hit, a lot of development in Asheville stopped for a long time. And so if a business had a piece of a tunnel, then they would just sort of block off that little section. And that way they secured any kind of unauthorized access to their property. And they also were able to maybe convert that into a basement or some storage space for their business. So it's a strange topic. There have been a number of things written about it. My friend Marla Hardy Milling has a book out that talks some about that as well. And you see, when it comes to these tunnels, you can't have tunnels under a city without the tunnels being haunted tunnels. Because obviously people go down into tunnels to do things that they often want to hide. Sordid and seedy and frightening things occur often in the underground. And it's very weird to me that for years I even heard a story about what some would call a slimy tentacled monster that lives in the tunnels under Asheville. And that always seemed, of course, ridiculous to me until about 8 to 10 years ago, when in a little town called Cameron Village outside of Raleigh, North Carolina, they were having some plumbing issues, and plumbers sent a snake cam down under the city to take a look around, and guess what they captured on video? Yes, a big, slimy, tentacled blob, a creature that was pulsating and writhing and living down there. Now, that may sound unbelievable to you, but I swear to you it is 100% true. Just go to YouTube and do a search for Raleigh Sewer Monster, and you'll be able to see the video footage of this thing for yourself. It's extremely bizarre, and it's even made some national and international news over the years. So maybe there is something like that living in the tunnels under Asheville as well. Maybe it's gigantic. Maybe it's 5 or 6 feet in diameter. Who knows? Who knows? But anyway, I have been telling you that I was excited to recently obtain some FEIR thermal imaging technology. And one of the reasons that I was so excited about getting this was it occurred to me that if you go to some of these buildings that may or may not be connected to tunnels, and you start scanning the interior with the thermal camera, you ought to be able to see some change in temperature if there is a tunnel or passageway of some kind connected to the other side of a wall or below the floor, things that would have been perhaps sealed off at one point. So this could be a great potential tool when it comes to trying to find these tunnels that are still in existence. And of course, when you go out with the thermal technology, you have to consider the environmental conditions. So, for example, it seems like you're going to see something more outstanding if there is a greater temperature differential between night and day. So you're hoping that maybe the indoor temperature is drastically different than the outdoor temperature, and so you're going to have a more distinctive thing show up if there's a passageway on the other side of a wall. And mind you, the FLIR stuff is so sensitive that, I mean, you can put your hand on a wall for about 5 or 10 seconds and remove your hand, and you can still see that handprint on the wall for certainly a minute or more. I mean, that's how incredibly sensitive these FLIR cameras are. So that gives you an idea of how and why you might be able to see if there's a passage. So I got my FLIR. I teamed up with a buddy of mine, Daniel Hurst, with M&D Paranormal, another local paranormal investigation team, got together with some of my friends and colleagues like Christian McLeod of the Asheville Cryptid Society, investigator Shelley Wright of Nevermore Mystical Arts, my good friend who's a historian and a haunted Asheville tour guide, Lewis Pratt, and his wife Jen, who are both investigators of the occult. And we decided to get together and go into the basement of the Asheville Masonic Temple. Now, you probably know one of the things you'll find in the basement of the Asheville Masonic Temple is my Asheville Mystery Museum. Now, the Mystery Museum used to be on one side of the basement, but Shea Brown Events has been doing a lot of weddings and events and receptions. And so we ended up switching things around to the Shea Brown Events, who does events in our building, could have storage space down there. We're on our side, and then we shifted the museum to the other side of the basement where we would have our own bathroom and also direct access to the street outside. So it made it more convenient for us as well. So that said, if you look at the basement of the Masonic Temple as a whole, you have two or three significant sections, and they're controlled by the Mystery Museum and storage for Shea Brown Events. So throughout the years, there has always been a very pronounced rumor that there is a tunnel connected to the basement of the Asheville Masonic Temple that connects the building to the city building or some other prominent structures in downtown Asheville. Now, over the years, when we at the building have been asked if there is a tunnel there, we usually say we can neither confirm nor deny. But the reality is, a lot of the Masons from long ago claim there was a tunnel. But the fact of the matter is, those of us who are there these days, we don't know about any tunnel connected to the building. And so it's possible that the Masons in the old days were so secretive that the secrets didn't even get always passed along to those of us who are over there now. And in fact, there was a period from, like, I guess in the 1990s up through about 2005, 2006, where membership and attendance was really low. And that would have been a good time for that type of information to sort of drop off the radar. Not to mention that obviously these things frequently get sealed up over time. So we decided, okay, the building is so accessible these days to people from the outside, let's go ahead and be transparent about this and see what we can find. And so we had Jeremy Kress and Matthew Yates from News 13 over there. We had Max Hunt from the Mountain Express. The Citizen Times was going to cover it, but their reporter was out of town, so we're going to maybe do some follow-up with them soon. But anyway, we scanned the basement, and I don't want to tell you everything that we found yet because there are still articles that will be coming out about this, and I hate to spoil anything, but what I will tell you is that we did find a spot using the thermal cameras that seemed very different than the rest of the basement. For one thing, it's a spot where the floor itself is very uneven. It also has some weird cracks and seams that are sort of crumbling in a bizarre manner, almost as if there's an edge there. We are getting some unusual electromagnetic pulsations around it, but most importantly, if you look at it through thermal technology, and we had three different thermal cameras, it looks very different when you're on top of this spot than it does when you're just a few inches outside of the spot. So we have a spot that's a very good candidate for a tunnel connected to the Asheville Masonic Temple. So what we're going to do soon is take all the evidence that we've gathered, and we're going to make sure that it is properly presented to the board that controls the building and just see how they feel about giving us permission to probe a little bit further, maybe drill a hole somewhere, put a snake cam in there, and see what we can find. So that's the truth about what's happening right now. You'll see again more media about this in the near future, but we are definitely making some history here, bringing technology in that has never been used for this purpose in that building before, and telling you the truth about what we're finding and what's going on. So I'll continue keeping you updated. And remember, if you go on any of the Haunted Asheville ghost tours, which run year-round, it includes the Asheville Mystery Museum, if it's a downtown tour. If it's a Biltmore Village tour, we don't, because it's too far away. But if it's downtown Asheville, you can also end up going into the basement of the Asheville Masonic Temple to see the museum, and then you'll have a better idea of what I'm talking about. And I got to say this as well, just, you know, it's, a lot of people don't realize this. If you're going to have some kind of an event in the area, that building has a beautiful theater. It's got a huge dining room. It's got so many spots that are so classy and photogenic that it's been used in magazine shoots. It's been featured in national media, movies, music videos, you name it. And it's right there in downtown Asheville. And if you ever decide that you want to hold an event, let me know. I'll put you in touch with the right people and make sure you get a really good value. So if you want to stay updated on all this, as usual, go to joshuapwarren.com. At the top, you'll find the link to this podcast, and you can click that, and you'll see a variety of ways you can subscribe. And also be sure to follow me on Twitter, and I try to post when I have new podcasts uploaded as well. So thank you for your interest. Thank you for staying curious, and I'll be talking to you again soon.